Perek Kafdalet, the vision of the figs. As a background, the Jewish people had two exiles, the people of Yehuda. One exile was 11 years prior to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash in 597 with the king Yehoiachin. Yehoiachin was exiled to Babel with a group of people called Harash v'Hamazger. These people were, we'll translate it literally as the artisans and the gatekeepers, nobility, important people. Hazal looked at them as the Talmidei Hachamim of the generation. So there was an exile of the king and the nobility 11 years prior, and they lived in Babel during the reign of Sidkiyah. And, of course, the second destruction was with the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash in 586. So, but for during these 11 years, there were two Jewish communities. There was the Jewish community that was already exiled in Babel, and there was the Jewish community at this time that was living in, that was still living in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim. So, in a comparison of these two communities, this is this Perek Yirmiyah, and he uses a mashal of figs. Pasuk Aleph. Hirani Adonai v'hine shnei dudei te'enim mu'adim lifnei hechal Adonai ahare haglot Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel et Yechoniah ben Yehoiakim melech Yehuda ve'et sarei Yehuda ve'et harash ve'et hamazger mi'Yerushalayim v'yuvaim Babel. Yirmiyahu says, Hashem showed me, and there were two baskets of figs that were prepared in front of the Hechal. And this happened after the exile that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, exiled Yechoniah, who was Yehoiachin, the son of Yehoiakim, Melech Yehuda, and Etzarei Yehuda, right, the officers of Yehuda, v'taharash v'tamazger, and the artisans and the gatekeepers, Mirushalayim, Vayivaim Babel, and he brought them to Babel. And this is the galut that we were talking about, the galut of Yehoiachin. Pasuk Bet. Hadud Ehad, Te'enim Tovot Me'od, Kit'ene Habakurot, Vahadud Ehad, Te'enim Ra'ot Me'od, Ashur Lo Te'achalna Meroa. So, in the first basket, there were very good figs, like figs that were early ripened figs. So figs that ripen early are supposed to be very desirable because they're the first of the new crop. And so that's a metaphor for very good figs. Ba'adud ahad, and another basket, had very bad figs. So bad that they were actually inedible. So the good ones were very good, and the bad ones were very bad. Vayomer Adonai Eli, ma ata ro'e Yirmiyahu? What, Yirmiyahu, what do you see? Va'omar, hate'enim hatovot, tovot me'od, v'hara'ot, ra'ot me'od, shelo te'achalna meroa. So Yirmiyahu responds and he says, what I see is that the good figs are very good and the bad figs are so bad that they are not edible. In other words, what Yirmiyah is understanding here, because what is the perception of the Nevi, that the good and the bad very often are relative. That good is good relative to the bad, and the bad is bad relative to the good. Here, they were each independently good and bad. Meaning, if you only saw the good figs, you would say, these are good figs. And if you only saw the bad figs, it's very bad figs, you can't even eat them. So the what Yirmiyahu was perceiving here is the extremity of good and evil being represented by these two figs. Pasuk Dalet. Vahi devar Adonai elai lemon. Pasuk Hei. Ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael, ka'er te'enim hatovot ha'elu, ken akir et galut Yehuda sheshilachti min ha'makom hazeh, eretz kasdim letova. Like these good figs, so too will I recognize or maybe even recall the Galut of Yehuda, the exile of Yehuda, that I have sent from this place that is in the land of Kesdim, which is Bavel. I will call them back for good. Right? I will bring them back for good. And Pasuk Vav, V'samti ini alehim letova. Set my eyes on them for good. V'shivotim al ha'aretz hazot. I will bring them back to this land. Ubnitim. I will build them. Velo eheros. I will not destroy. Untatim. I will plant. Velo etosh. And I will not uproot. And this actually was true because it was the children of Yehoyachin who were responsible for Shivat Zion coming back in the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash in the Sefer. We read about them in Sefer Zechariah. So it is actually true that the members of that first Galut were the ones to lead the return of Shivat Zion. Pasuk Zayin, V'netati lahem lev lada'atoti. We'll give them a heart to know me. Ki ani Adonai, I am God, v'hayu li la'am. They will be for me a nation, and I will be for them a God. Because they will return to me with all their heart. The bad figs that are inedible. So I will place Sidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, and his officers, and the remnants of Yerushalayim, Hanisharim Ba'aretz Hazot, that stay in this land, Hayoshvim, Vayoshvim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and those that are living in Egypt, those who ran away out of fear for Melech Bavel, and they actually were living in Egypt thinking that they would be safe. Now it's important to understand that although Yehoyachin was not considered a Sadiq, he was considered, or his galut was considered good because of their listening to the word of the Navi and staying peaceful in Bavel and not rebelling. Although we will find at different times it wasn't so simple. Yehezkel was rebuking them not to rebel, Yirmiyah as well. But nevertheless, as they had accepted the words of the Navi, they are to be rewarded. Whereas Sidkiyah and his group that were staying in Yehuda, they were totally ignoring the words of Yirmiyah, and so therefore they're considered to be evil. Pasuk Tet, Untatim leza'ava lera'a lechol mamlechot ha'aretz. I will give them over to all the kingdoms of the earth for horror. Leherpa, to a embarrassment, v'limashal, v'lishnina, v'liklala, for a mashal, a parable. They'll be used as a parable to say, if you want to know something bad, it's like the galut of Yehuda. Lishnina, for a lesson, v'liklala, and for a curse. V'chol ha'mekomot asher adihem sham, in all the places that I will disperse them. V'shilachti bam, and I will send after them. Et ha'herev, the sword, ve'et ha'ra'av, the famine, ve'et ha'devir, pestilence, ad tumam, until they are annihilated, me'al ha'adama, asher natati lahem, from the land that I gave to them, ve'lavotahem, and their fathers.